This special meeting of the Pacifica National Guard will come to order. And we have an agenda. I hope you have it for you. We'd like to take the same agenda items but in a slightly different order to accommodate our E.D. Coughlin, who can only be with us for an hour. If there's no objection, this is what I'd like to do with the agenda. Item number one is a report back on the election of the FSRN negotiators to participate in negotiations. Then I'd like to go to agenda item number four, report back from E.D. Dan Coughlin on his progress on airing the Haiti tutorials. Then go to agenda item number five, discussion on the situation at WBAI and possible resolution regarding mediation or intervention. And then I'd like to go to agenda item number two, report from the Governance Committee on the recommended composition of the Board Staff Relations Committee. And to item number three, update on the progress of the Executive Review Committee. And then we will not have our executive session today. That item we will adjourn.
I'm Shetty. Sorry, am I the only one hearing that noise?
I hear tons of noise.
There's a dog. A kid is in on
Would somebody please mute their telephone, please?
Gerald, you know that's you. Come on.
No, it ain't. No,
what is it? They're chasing me. What do you want me to do?
Mute the telephone.
Okay, folks, is there any objection to this slight moving around of agenda item?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
It sounds good.
All right. We'll proceed then. Item on the agenda is the report back on the election of the FSRN negotiators and arrangements for them to participate in negotiations. And, Carol, I think you have the results of the vote.
The results.
Marty, do we need to call the roll to start the meeting?
I think so.
I was wondering about that.
Secretary
shall call the roll again.
All right, call the roll again.
Dave?
Here.
Teresa?
Here.
Henry?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Sam? Sonali? Ambrose, you might have muted.
Here.
Got ya. Miguel?
Here.
Manning? Here. Kalanji?
Here.
Sarv?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
Mark?
Thank you, Roger. Here.
Vicky? Gerald?
Here.
Wendy?
Here.
Serena? Alice?
Here.
Carol?
Here.
William?
Here.
I, for some reason, you skipped me.
You skipped Ray and Sarv?
I that's just amazing, isn't it? Ray.
It's Mark's fault.
Ray?
Yes?
Is here. Sarv?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Roger.
Because I already marked everybody to get through.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go on the FSRN.
What is the sound?
Somebody's shaving.
Okay,
report back on the election of the three FSRN negotiators is that we received 16 ballots, and Vicky Santa, Gerald Sanders, and Ambrose Lane were elected.
Congratulations to all of you.
Congratulations, yes.
Congratulations.
Okay, and now, Dan, can you tell us where the negotiations stand and when these three board people might be folded into the process?
The negotiations are on hold right now, but since the board has acted, I think we can move forward pretty expeditiously. So I will contact the three individuals, Vicky Santa, Ambrose Lane, and Gerald Sanders, in the next day or two to set up a conference call, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Marty, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Do we need to talk about, as a board, or will it be discussed between them, what the nature of the involvement is? For example, are these people going to be present in meetings but be silent, be present in meetings and be active, not be present in meetings but be
briefed. What does the ED think about this, and does the board need to do anything on it at this time?
Well,
I think we could probably resolve those questions in discussion.
I heard the other garden.
There are children on the line.
they'll leave shortly. You know how children are.
And there's some children in the background, too.
Yeah.
Dave, what is the mute button on this?
I think it's
star.
I think it's a 2 on this service. I'm not certain.
Maybe I can look it up.
So I think that our three representatives need a bit of direction from the board, and to be worked out logistically with Dan. But what I hope is that they would be involved in the negotiations and not monopolize the process, but to be able to speak if they have something to say and be players in the negotiation.
There's one, Marty, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
There's one part of the resolution that I just want to be sure that gets respected, which is those negotiators are supposed, after each negotiating session, to provide a written report to the full board within, I think it's 2 days or as soon as possible. I forget what it is. Ambrose should know.
You're right. And Madam Chair, this is Mark. And that's what I would say is I would assume that the three negotiators would be able to meet, get the lay of the land and honor those, 2-day reports and basically also discuss among themselves what they think the best negotiating tactic would be and come back and explain, what they want to do and how they want to do it as opposed to us telling them before they even get there what face to wear.
This is Miguel.
We have chosen some very good people.
Yeah.
And I also trust them, but I wonder if they need a bit of support from the board, at least to be involved in the negotiations should they wish to be. So
this is Alice.
Alice, yes.
I think certainly they need some direction because how else will Dan and the FSRN negotiators, know how to act? I think we should help them to decide, I think we should decide whether they will be more active or just observe until afterward each meeting or what.
Marty, after Miguel, Dave.
Okay.
And Ray.
Miguel, Dave, and Ray.
Hi. Okay. The first thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that we were not electing negotiators. I thought they were going to be observers. And those negotiations, I mean, if somebody can recall the motion that we passed, maybe I'm confused here, but I thought there were observers, and the person who's going to be basically conducting those negotiations supposed to be Dan Kaufman. Is that wrong, or I'm the only one here who is a little bit confused with that, with the power of those three people now?
Well, obviously, we want people to cooperate with each other, and we expect that. But I believe the resolution that was passed called them negotiators as well.
Not observer.
No.
Observer never was used.
If you'd like, I can read the resolution that we
passed. You please?
Okay, thanks, Carol.
I've got it in front of me. Resolved that three directors will be elected by STV to participate in and represent the board in negotiations with FSRN.
Folks, I think that is clear enough directive
for
our three nine representatives.
Yeah.
Right.
I would like to let them go to it and talk to Dan and figure out what they're going to do and report back to us as provided for in the resolution.
Marty, this is Sarv. This is point of information.
Yes, Sarv.
How many people are involved in that FSRN negotiation?
You want to tell us, Dan?
Well, typically the five general managers, the affiliates director, are the main, and this obviously the CFO, are the main group that we work with here at the national level with regards to the Free Speech Radio News negotiations. So that would be seven people, but not all seven are in the negotiating process with Free Speech Radio News.
And how many represent Free Speech Radio News?
At the last time we met, four people.
In all these teleconference meetings?
No, the last time we met, we actually had a physical meeting.
Okay.
But in the past, they've also occurred by teleconference.
So, Mari, this is Mark. I just have
Dave was next.
Yeah, Dave, Ray, and then Mark, and then I'd
okay.
like to wrap this up. Dave?
Yeah, I was just going to echo more or less what you said. I mean, I trust negotiators. If there's any difference of opinion that's problematic, maybe we could consider it. But if not, I trust them to represent the board in talking and working out with the ED, the arrangements, and I think we should move the agenda.
Okay. Ray?
Well, I agree with that. However, I think that Ali's point is valid. That I mean, for example, do each participant have an equal vote and stuff like that? Do they have veto power? I think that it might be useful with us stopping the talks to have them come back to us, give a better idea of what is involved exactly before we make final recommendations.
Well, I'm sorry. Can I get in the stack? I should have read the whole resolution to remind
Mark,
people.
And then Carol.
Yeah, I mean, just to echo what everyone else said, the only thing that I wanted to make clear, and I'm not sure if that came out of these discussions, is the fact that after these meetings have occurred, we're to hear back from the three representatives of the board, I guess either jointly or separately, within 2 days. So we need to know that a meeting has occurred so we know to, you know, be on the lookout for that within, you know, 48 hours or so, telling us what the lay of the land are, what the situation is, and what their take on it is, so that we can provide meaningful input back to them. So that's the only thing that I hope, that we will know when meetings are occurring, that we will be informed within, you know, 48 hours of what happened at those meetings and what their take is, and that we as a board will have an opportunity via email or whatever to get back and say, you know, hey, you might want to think about this, or boy, that's interesting, or whatever we want to relay back to our representatives. That's the only thing that I'm hoping will be emphasized here.
Okay, Carol.
To review the resolution that we passed, I think we did foresee all of this and put it in the resolution. So let me read the whole thing. I just read the first sentence.
Okay.
All right. Resolved that three directors will be elected by SCC to participate in and represent the board in negotiations with FSRN. We've done that. These three negotiators, within 2 days after any negotiating session, shall prepare summary reports, those are plural, which means we could get three reports, in writing to the board. Two, that the executive director will send the board by email or fax no later than June 24th any written proposals he has received from FSRN and an outline of the options he sees for Pacifica and the outcome he would like to see in the negotiations with FSRN. That was to help orient us. Point three, that the board will reconvene at an appropriate time to consider and discuss the materials provided by the ED and to give guidance to the board representatives to the negotiations. Those portions of the meeting concerning general board philosophy and policy overview concerning the FSRN negotiations will be publicly webcast. However, some portions of the meeting may be held in executive session for more detailed discussions if the board deems it advisable, in accordance with the provisions of the bylaws for closed meetings at Article 6, Section 7. Point 4, that the final contract with FSRN must be approved by majority vote of the board of directors to become effective. That's the plan we laid out.
I think that's sufficient.
Yes.
We should move on.
Yes, please.
Is there any objection?
No objection. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Ben, report back on the progress of airing the Haiti editorials.
That's still in process, working through that with the general managers, and hopefully within the next several days those Haiti editorials should be coming on the air, but that's still in process.
Okay, so we can expect to hear them in the next few days.
Yeah, starting very shortly.
Okay. Dan? Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah.
Could you, I don't want approval on what the text is, but I'd love to see it once you've got it written. If you could just shoot a copy off to us, that'd be nice.
Sure will.
Thanks.
It'll be the next couple of days.
Okay, that brings us to the item on WBAI, and it's in the agenda, discussion on the situation at WBAI and possible resolution regarding mediation or intervention. Let me bring you up to speed on my progress, and then I'd like to have Dan, he wrote us a proposed plan of action. I'd like to hear from him, and then we can discuss. I have sent a very brief and rudimentary request for proposal to the first people on my mediation list. I've spoken to Don Rojas. That's as far as I've gotten in surveying the WBAI community, but I felt it was important to get some sort of request out. So I have asked for a short-term mediation plan and a longer-term plan from all those folks, and I've queried one more, and I will keep you all informed of my progress on that. Then I would you like to talk about the email you sent us? And
yeah, sure. Last week, I got a few, or in recent days, I've had a number of different emails that I know the board has been made aware of as well regarding the situation at WBAI and specifically issues related to an WBAI LSB meeting a couple of weeks ago. Or no, July 7th, excuse me. I don't have the paper right in front of me, but so we received a number of those different complaints. I did talk with the general manager and the LSB board chair regarding a safety plan for the next meeting, which I know they're dialoguing about and working on. And in short, I proposed, I think it was about an 8-point action plan, about 8 steps that we could take collectively, that the board could take to begin moving with some systematic approach to the situation both at WBAI, increasingly the situation at KPFA, some of the staff concerns issues that have been raised in recent months, some of the issues related to structures, roles, responsibilities, and accountabilities around the governance structure. The core proposal of the action plan is the formation or activation of a board staff committee to review the totality of complaints presently before the PNB and to prioritize those complaints and to systematically go through them. I had suggested, just in the interest of time, that this board staff committee be an ad hoc committee, be composed of the officers and the PNB treasurer for accountability reasons, because ultimately the officers of the foundation obviously face a certain level of accountability as officers, but to move as quickly as possible in dealing with the complaints before the PNB and as a matter of urgency to move through them as quickly as possible. At the same time, trying to look at other areas that we could move forward on, such as creation of perhaps local board staff committees on a proactive basis to implement the policy decisions of the PNB. This board staff committee would be just that, a board staff committee that would make recommendations to the PNB for action and possibly even to develop a policy that will address these issues around structures, roles and responsibilities and accountabilities, et cetera. But the essence of the proposal is the board staff committee, but also to address some of the issues around the deepening racial polarization, specifically in New York. And I think there's been a number of different suggestions about how we might be able to move in that area. and I've included a couple. That's essentially the proposal on the table that I put forward. But again, the leadership being played by a board staff committee that would be formed very quickly and begin its work and make recommendations to the PMB for action.
Discussion?
I had a question, Marty.
Yeah,
can I be on back? This is Gerald.
Okay,
can we go into stock?
And I'm Gerald.
Okay.
Hello?
Miguel.
Okay.
Roger.
Just a moment. Miguel, Garb, Roger, and who else?
Gerald. Excuse me, Marty, did you get me?
I've got Mark, Gerald, Miguel, Sarv, Roger, and Ray.
Thank you,
Carol,
very much.
Please.
Carol. Mark.
Okay, mine is more information than I needed. This the recommendations, Dan, that you referenced, have those been sent out?
I sent them out on Friday.
By email or?
Yeah, by email.
I didn't get them.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I haven't.
Is that action plan for board staff relations? Is that what that?
Yes.
Yeah.
What
okay.
It's called?
I have it in front of me.
Okay, I'll resend it. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I might have. If it doesn't say, you know, if it doesn't flash, it doesn't get first attention, so it's probably on me. I just wanted to make sure that everyone had gotten it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Gerald.
Yes. I have been looking very closely at these problems in New York because I'm from New York and I know a lot of the people involved. I have made it my business to get to know many of the people involved. In fact, people on both sides of the dispute. And I believe that, and this must be said, and I'm very happy that Dan is here, that this is the bitter fruit of a crisis in leadership, is what I see. And I'm very happy to hear that Dan is trying to get on this now. It's never too late, never too late. There is, by the way, a video of one of the last meetings that took place. I have yet to receive it. Roger said he was going to get it to me. I strongly urge people to have the computer capacity to check that out for themselves so you can see for yourself what the tone is at these gatherings. I don't want the pot to call the kettle black. We have political differences here in Berkeley. They are intense. But New York is a little different. Well, I'd say quite a bit different.
That's different.
One of the things that I think must be said up front, and Dan did touch it, when he said there is a polarization along racial lines, which is extremely dangerous for us. That is to say that the real enemies of Pacifica could like nothing more than racial polarization among our people.
Yeah.
This is something that affects the entire foundation. We must do what we can to improve this situation, to try to bring this situation to heal, basically, to be honest. It is it's rather embarrassing, to tell you the truth, but not like an embarrassment. It's embarrassing that that people who all say they want the same thing could wind up in such an ugly situation. I want to say this. I better say this, I guess, and that is this situation is so bad that there are black people in WBAI that believe that this could wind up with every black person on the staff being fired. I did not think originally that that was possible until I started reading some of the emails around this stuff. And I have to say that some of the emails by LSB members has been simply racist, and I'm not just throwing terms around. Please check it for yourself. Judge for yourself. This is a very serious situation here. And in fact, I can say right now that I would volunteer to work in any way, in any capacity that I could, to help, and I mean help, resolve this situation in a positive sense. I simply do not believe that we would allow all of the black people working at WBAI to be fired simply because they're black. This has to stop. There has been a letter, in fact, a letter written by a guy named Paul, who I think is the treasurer, which was an olive branch in an attempt at conciliation. I was very happy to see this letter, and I immediately contacted people on all sides of this, well, the two sides of this dispute. And I'm sad to say this, that what was expressed at best was cynicism, well, no, I'd say skepticism, to outright cynicism, a belief that this attempt would fail before we even discuss it. That's bad. That's not good. To even hope that something could resolve this stuff. So this is what we're confronted with. This is very serious. I think people need to find out as much of the facts that we can and bring an end to especially this unworthy racial polarization. I am finished.
Okay. Thank you, Gerald. Miguel.
Well, I'm glad that the Pacific National Board is paying attention to the problems that is going on in WBAI. And the reason for that, I myself trying hard to talk to some people and trying to see if we can come to some kind of understanding in terms of what's going on in WBAI, which is one thing that Gerald mentioned that I think he's right. Since we have a new general manager, means like he's been there for
Adam
a year.
Chair, this is...